the exam structure, making the process not only manageable, but also enriching. Let's embark on this decoding journey together as we delve into the very heart of what it means to pass the U.S. citizenship exam and, more importantly, to fully comprehend the principles that underpin the nation you are aspiring to join. Two, exam stage timelines. 1 to 2 months after you apply, USCIS will send you a date, time, and location to complete the biometrics process. 3 to 8 months after you apply, you will be scheduled for an interview at USCIS, where the examiner will ask you questions about your N-400 application and test your English language skills and knowledge of U.S. history and government. Once you've passed the interview and citizenship test, USCIS will send you a notification that your application was approved. You will then be scheduled for your oath ceremony, usually 1 to 2 months after your successful interview. Otherwise, USCIS will have 120 days, 4 months, from the date of your citizenship interview and exam to send you its decision in writing. More specifically, you'll receive Form N-652, officially called the Notice of Examination Results. If you do not pass the English or the U.S. History and Government section, you will be given a second exam in 90 days. In Oath of Allegiance ceremony, you will promise to be loyal to the United States and receive your naturalization certificate. Ceremonies are approximately 30 to 40 minutes long. 3. Structure of the U.S. Citizenship Exam. The U.S. Citizenship Exam serves as a crucial step in the naturalization process, evaluating an applicant's understanding of American history, government, and language proficiency. As of 2024, the exam structure is designed to ensure that new citizens possess a foundational knowledge of the nation they are about to join. One part of the citizenship exam is the civics test, which assesses the applicant's knowledge of U.S. history and government. The exam consists of 100 possible questions, covering topics such as the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and significant historical events. The questions are diverse, touching on the principles that underpin the American democratic system. In addition to the civics test, language proficiency is evaluated through the English test. Applicants are assessed on their ability to speak, read, and write in English. The test is designed to ensure that new citizens can effectively communicate and engage in civic life. 4. Essential documents for the U.S. citizenship test. As you embark on the path to U.S. citizenship, careful documentation of your journey is crucial. This chapter outlines the essential documents you need to bring when appearing for the U.S. citizenship test in 2024. 1. Permanent resident card, green card. The cornerstone of your naturalization journey is your permanent resident card, commonly known as the green card. This card signifies your legal status as a permanent resident in the United States. Ensure that your green card is valid and has not expired before scheduling your citizenship test. 2. State-issued identification. A valid state-issued identification document, such as a driver's license, serves as additional proof of your identity. Make sure it is up to date and matches the information on your permanent resident card. 3. Passport. While not mandatory, bringing your passport to the citizenship test can be beneficial. It acts as an additional form of identification and may be required if there are discrepancies in your other documents. 4. Travel records. If you have traveled outside the United States during the period of your permanent residency, bring your travel records. These records help establish your continuous residency in the U.S., a key requirement for naturalization. 5. Selective service registration. Male applicants between the ages of 18 and 26